Good morning, America. This is Wayne Ahart speaking for the Old Glory Network podcast. Thank you for tuning in for another message of common sense values designed to make Old Glory great again. The next letter that I would like to share with you folks is something that I wrote. It's written to be sort of fun. A little hilarity involved. But in 1951, my folks grabbed a whole bunch of us kids and threw us in a station wagon, and we took off for Spokane, Washington, carrying the bride-to-be to my oldest brother, who was in the Air Force. And this is the letter that I wrote and read at their 50th anniversary. We remember when. In 1951, a fully loaded station wagon carrying Mr. and Mrs. S.H. Ahart and Dean, Wayne, Bill, Eunice, Bob, and a very special guest left the land of opportunity, Arkansas, for Spokane, Washington. The purpose of the trip was to hand deliver a precious package to the eldest son of Mr. and Mrs. Ahart for the purpose of holy matrimony, which we referred to as getting hitched. The United States Air Force was holding my brother Cliff Ahart captive for a tour of duty, and we were commissioned to bring his bride-to-be, the special guest, Jean George, to Spokane. Man, what an adventure. We were poorer than a snake, and we slept on the ground at night and in the car and saw sights we didn't know existed. And still, until this day, I'm amazed that Gene was willing to marry Cliff after that trip with his family. I think the fear of having to ride back with us sealed the deal for Cliff. Imagine our surprise when we got to Spokane and discovered Melvin was there. Melvin was another brother, and Cliff's buddies were sneaking him into the barracks at night and bringing him food to eat. Melvin had figured out before Congress the benefits of living off of government. We stayed in our first hotel at Spokane. Each floor had a bathroom and a shower at the end of the hall. And we were thrilled with this since we didn't have either at home. And after the wedding, we all headed back to Arkansas. We had the same number of people going back since we had swapped Gene for Melvin. Personally, I think it was a bad trade, but he did liven up the trip with his entertainment. This may not be the best way to get married, but it worked. It produced two of the most beautiful little girls you ever saw. And now Karen and Melinda have beautiful children of their own. So here we are celebrating their golden wedding anniversary. 50 years seems like such a long time. But in truth, it is far too short a time. 50 years together creates a bank deposit full of memories, which you can withdraw and enjoy upon demand. Today's celebration is just one more deposit in your memory fund, and all of your family and friends will be able to make future memory withdrawals to enjoy your life experiences with you. Thanks for the memories. Happy golden anniversary. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to share a few thoughts of mine that I wrote down in 1997, and it's called Things I Love. I love my wife and children. I love my mama, my brothers and sisters, and I love my in-laws. I love seeing other families demonstrate love. I love seeing kids with two parents. I love positive thinking people. I love seeing others succeed after hard or poor beginnings. I love real honesty and integrity that you can count on. And I love seeing grandparents enjoying their grandchildren. I love effort. I love setting goals and working to achieve them. I love seeing others achieve their goals. I love good health, but even more important, a good attitude. I love people who work hard to take care of themselves. And I love people who do what they can to help others. I love homemade ice cream and cold watermelon, pork chops, and mama's cornbread. I love entrepreneurs who take great risks and provide employment to the masses. I love reading and seeking of knowledge by one and all. I love a good lightning storm and a field of wheat or tall corn. I love country music and gospel music. I love golf and golf friends. I love America and what she stands for and what she won't stand for. I love the fact that my country has never been engaged in any military action against another country except in defense of us or our friends. I love freedom, justice, and liberty. I love good people all over the world. I love the 4th of July and Christmas. I love seeing people work together as a team to achieve. I love family albums and home movies. I love a fresh fallen snow, untouched except by animal and bird's feet. I love a beautiful lawn and a fresh painted home. I love neatness and cleanliness everywhere. I love the sound of frying bacon in the morning and shore lunches on Canadian lakes. I love clear blue skies and a soft spring rain. I love chubby little babies and the enthusiasm of teenagers. I love memories of yesterday, and I know I'll love tomorrow if tomorrow comes, still wrapped in the blanket of freedom. Ladies and gentlemen, a few years ago, I produced and sent out to all of my employees and agents something that I called the scale of achievement. And this is short and sweet, but it's important. 1, do you have a committed goal? 2, do you have a burning desire to achieve it? 3, do you have a definite plan of action? 4, do you have a closed mind to all negative thoughts and discouraging events? 5, do you have friends, family, or associates who will encourage you no matter what? And 6, do you have the courage to persist? Well, how do you measure up on the scale of achievement? Ladies and gentlemen, as we sign off today, remember that yes, you can become a millionaire. And that nothing is more precious than your freedom. Tune in each week to Old Glory Network Podcast and be motivated to improve your life, improve your opportunities, and help us make Old Glory great again. Be sure to visit our website at oldglorynetwork.com for more information. And happy trails till we meet again.